One frog too many. One day, Oak got a present, and his friends were watching the dog, the big frog, and the turtle. He was amazed what he got. It was Everybody, the dog saw, but the turtle couldn't see. But the frog, the big frog, looked in and glared at the present. It was a little baby frog. All of them were so excited, except Big Frog. He was trying to make friends with the big frog, but the big frog was being mean, and he bit the little frog's foot. All of them got scared and got really mad at the big frog. But they let him have one more chance. And Oak was going to the pond with the dog, the turtle, the big frog, and the little frog. The big frog thought there's only room for one frog when he was on the turtle's back walking to the pond, and he the little frog right off the turtle's shell. And then Oak looked back, and then he saw the little frog crying. "What happened?" he said. And then the turtle said, "It was the big toad," Toad got in big trouble. He got left on the land when the frog, the turtle, and only the little frog and Oak, of course, went on a little raft out in the small pond. And the big frog was disappointed. He thought he was the first frog, and he should be the only one on there, not the tiny frog. So he jumped on with a big leap right onto the small little raft. Nobody noticed. The dog saw a little duck swimming around in the creek. The boy was so proud of steering the boat that he was exhausted, and the toad was, and the turtle was already exhausted. He was asleep, and the little frog, he was scared of the big frog. The big frog was a big bully to him, and then he kicked the little frog right into the water. But the turtle heard the splash. He heard, and then he saw the big frog stick his tongue out. The turtle immediately, I said that wrong, told Oak that the big toad The big toad splashed the little toad right into the water, and the boy got scared. The dog was yowling for him to come back, and and the turtle was furious at the frog. All of them, including the big frog, was looking for the little frog. Oak was yelling over and over again, "Little frog, where are you?" But there was no response every single time. They went home with tears in their eyes and mad at the big toad. And Oak went on to his bed, disappointed. All of them were sad, even the big frog. And then they heard a sound. What was it? No, it wasn't dragonfly. No, it wasn't beetle. It wasn't a bird, but it sounded like a frog. It was Little Frog! Everybody was excited, even Big Frog. The dog was a little scared. And then the Little Frog jumped right on the Big Frog's head. "Oomph," said the Big Frog. And everybody was excited that Little Frog was back. Even Big Frog. The end.
Well done.